So did we keep up our Tao Ma'amulat? Maybe for about 5-10 minutes and then we'll take it further. Yesterday we heard about Tarikud Dunya and Matrukud Dunya. Again, for someone who wants his Islah and he wants to find his way or her way, this yay is better than gold. It gives us a clear idea. You want good things in life, mashallah, but don't let it be in your heart. The example was given of the mirror of Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi. We have it, fine. We don't have it, fine. It's not the end of the world. We don't have to become angry and annoyed and upset if we don't have something. It comes in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu mentioned this here for our Islah. As far as the dunya is concerned, see who has got lesser. Who's got less? If you're renting a house, don't be bitter about it. Think others are renting a shack. Think others don't even have electricity in their shack. Think others don't even have a toilet in their shack. Shukri Allah, never mind, I'm renting. Alhamdulillah, but we're still comfortable. If we don't have our own smart car, think there are others that go around with taxi. They travel by taxi. How must they be feeling? They are squeezed amongst robbers and thieves. Forget robbers and thieves. It was a case, a genuine case. The fellow got in a taxi. The taxi was going to Natal, KwaZulu Natal, which is Durban, 500 kilometers or so. So it was a lady. Next to her was one guy sitting. And taxi got filled, and as they go, people make conversation. So this lady started speaking to the fellow next door. He had his glasses on, speaking how you, this guy is just quiet, he don't want to speak a word. After a little while, she tried again to be friendly, no response. After a little while, she said, no, I mean, something is wrong. She pushed him a little, no response. The guy was dead. She got a shock. She started screaming, hey, this guy is dead here. The driver mentioned, shut up, it's not your problem. They paid for his fare, the family. I'm taking his corpse to Durban. True story. All the people in the taxi were mortified. You know, mortified when you die. They make you a mummy. They said, we can't travel with a dead person. The driver is screaming, I'll hit all of you, I'll throw you all up. And they started phoning now the police and whatever. Police stopped the vehicle. Who's this person? He said, no, he died. And he told us he just died this morning, the taxi fellow, and he paid me double the amount. Ah, it's just 4 hours to Durban. So what about it? They arrested him. They couldn't arrest the dead guy, obviously. They called him mortuary van. The people were traumatized. So these are the type of things people experience. At any given stage, make shukr. There are many, many people. Every day, just in Gauteng, 2 million people wake up, they don't have jobs. They don't have work. You know, do you know what it means? You don't have work. You can't buy a loaf of bread. You can't even buy half a loaf of bread. You can't buy a tin of baked beans. We've seen at times when we are in a cafes, etc., how they count the cents. They take out a lot of sins to say, you know what, I can get my loaf of bread done out of all the sins. So may Allah Ta'ala make it that we be grateful for what Allah Pak has given us. Tarikud dunya, Allah Ta'ala has given you, you accept it. You don't reject it. You don't rebuff it. You don't chuck it away. You say, Allah Ta'ala has given. Alhamdulillah. There was one very great buzurg, I think he wrote the Shara of Hidayah, as far as I remember. The Nawab's wife of the time, she was a murid of him. And she insisted, I'm making 360 kurtas for you. Every day you have to wear a new one. He accepted. She had a wealth, 360 kurtas. It's not so much if one set of kurta costs 500 ren, giving an example. Then it's 180,000 rand. I mean, people have got that amount of money. So someone asked him, Hazrat, but isn't this wastage? He said, you see, you don't understand. Don't jump to conclusions. I accept it. In the morning when I wear the a new set of kurta. On every day, one brand new set. Then the previous day's one, I go and give it sirqah. So poor people get their work done. I'm not worried about myself. But at least 360 poor people get a set of clothing every day, one of them, to get very happy. It's like it for them. So with this niyat, I accept it. I haven't asked for it. It's from Allah Ta'ala. Another buzuruk, he had four exits by his house, left, right, in front, and behind. Someone had a lot of muhabbat for him. Four pairs of shoes at any given time. If he goes to this one here, he mustn't run with my shoe, it's by the other place. He said, Allah shukr, Alhamdulillah. And he used to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the most fortunate person is the one that Allah ta'ala gave him dunya also, in deen also. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, Allah ta'ala, no one has asked from Allah ta'ala anything better than safety and prosperity. I must prosper. I mustn't be muhtaj. I mustn't be in need. I mustn't stretch my hands to anyone. I mustn't be on the lookout of. And with deen, Alhamdulillah, open the way for people. But we don't adopt deen with this in mind. This is just to explain how to balance everything out in life. So one is tarikud dunya. He's got the dunya, but his heart is not in it. And the other one is matrukud dunya. The dunya left him. And he says, you know what, I don't worry about the dunya. But there's no dunya for him. So there's no real kamal in that. Like a blind person, he says, I don't make parda. There's no kamal. You're blind. So what about it? May Allah Ta'ala make it that we become tarikud dunya with the heart. This concept of becoming tarikud dunya is not only with money. It's with everything. That my heart must be disassociated. My heart must be only for Allah Pak's remembrance. He deliberately, I'm speaking, mustn't sit and think about other people. Rather, think of Allah Pak. So once one person came to Marathan Rathlali and picked up a unnecessary argument. And Mona Tanvi was very annoyed at him. Why you wasted so much minutes of mine, 7-8 minutes of mine. I should have spent my time rather remembering Allah Ta'ala. I had to attend to you. And you came with something totally unnecessary. Why you waste my time? Why you waste my time? Well, Mona Tanvi was very angry. Who will give you the right to waste my time? Why? These awliya, their hearts, they only want to go back to Allah. But their hearts, they already gone to Allah Ta'ala. So they don't get involved in worldly things, love for, keep in their heart, deliberately, intentionally. Anything that is beautiful in the world. The minds will, if it goes to it, they say, no, by Allah Ta'ala, there's better things. Allah Ta'ala taught us this muraqabah. Ma innakum yanfadu, what you have by you, it's going to perish. Wa ma indallahi baq, what is by Allah Ta'ala is forever. So that is matrukud dunya in tarikud dunya. A tarikud dunya, on the other hand, has easy access to material items, but he attaches no value to these in his heart. He's got easy access. The normal means that exist to attain an item, he utilizes, because our order is to utilize this means. But his gaze and his heartfelt faith and confidence on Allah Ta'ala, and this is the sunnah method. His gaze is on Allah Ta'ala. His heart is with on Allah Ta'ala. The tongue is with Allah Ta'ala. The mind is with Allah Ta'ala. In fact, the more he gets, the more closer he comes to Allah Ta'ala. Yesterday, a friend of mine came here. Amazing person. We can't look down upon anyone. He never proper shari beard, no shari libas. Top lawyer, mashallah, ta'ala, very intelligent lawyer. They offered him the position to become a judge. He refused. Why? He said, you see, if I had to give a judgment in a financial matter, then sometimes someone owed someone money. Then by law, they say, you know, you owed him money, you never paid him, 3 years is gone. You owe him 10 million rand. You have to pay back that money with interest. With interest. I have to make in the judgment, I must say by law, he must get his interest. I can't be part of interest. I don't want to be a judge. Subhanallah, look at his taqwa. And what will we think we see people like this here? But look at his heart, so filled with taqwa, no. And he was explaining, he was saying how then the dunya comes to a person when we run away from the dunya. So, our heart's gaze be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it was read in yesterday's bayan of Hazrat Wala Rahmatullahi, as he the previous day read from the bayan of Malathan Rahmatullahi, that Allah forbid if some material loss occurs, he does not sit down with grief. He does not involve himself in its preoccupation. He does not let his mind delve into this and that. He does not allow his temperament to brood over it and descend into grief. In fact, he's unconcerned. He suffered a financial loss, but he's not set down aggrieved. It is not so that at certain hopes, now he's overcome with hopelessness. How beautiful. Anything can happen. Allah forbid. Financial loss. People hijack vehicles. May Allah save us. Accidents happen. People run away. They smash a car. Anything can happen financially. But as he says, his heart is on Allah Ta'ala. So you don't sit and brood and get angry. For instance, a car is crashed. Hey, you know who's crashed this car? We're going to catch this guy here. We're going to sort him out. We're going to fix him up. He doesn't go in make himself miserable. You understand? It's from Allah Ta'ala. He carries on. Perfection in abdiyat, inshallah, we will continue tomorrow. Alright, we can just... Alright, I got 5-10 minutes left here. I'll just speak informally.